Andrew, welcome back to the show, representing the DA in Parliament. Thank you so much for giving us some perspective on this. Can you give us some kind of an insight as to how many months 172,000 cases translates into?
Yeah, I wish I could, and it's a really great question. But as you know, and as you've correctly stated, the case exhibit backlog of DNA samples, specifically at the forensic labs, has exploded since last year. And the DA was raising the alarm on this since the beginning of last year. And in fact, towards the end of 2019, we started calling on the forensics division of SAPS to come and report to Parliament together with the DNA board, which is responsible for the oversight. So it's well over a year's worth of case exhibits, well over a year. And I suspect that within the next 6 weeks, we're going to be hitting the 200,000 mark. But what is most alarming, Rafilwe, is that in Parliament, the police, in response to a question, I asked whether they had processed any samples in January and February, and they said they had not processed one single DNA case exhibit in January and February. So every day, hundreds of case exhibits or thousands of them are arriving at our laboratories, and they're simply not being processed. So the backlog is going to grow exponentially every day that our systems are down at the labs.
What reason was given for not processing anything in the last 2 months?
Well, the big crisis at the National Forensic Science Laboratories, which falls within the SAPS Forensic Division, is the fact that contract management is in a complete state of disarray. The supply chain division is simply not able to manage the contracts from one contract to the next seamlessly to ensure that consumables are purchased on time, to make sure that these highly sensitive, very expensive, world-class machines are maintained properly. And so what's happened is you can't run these case exhibits of DNA samples through machines which haven't been properly calibrated, and they can't be properly calibrated if the maintenance contracts are not in place. And so it really is a complete crisis, and it doesn't appear that the South African Police Service is dealing with it with the urgency that it deserves, and it is causing much frustration amongst members of Parliament, and we are obviously pursuing it through the Minister and the National Police Commissioner. But at the moment, it doesn't look like there's a silver lining.
Arguably, these 172,000 plus cases, this means that there's live samples that have been waiting for a year. Is that right?
Yeah, well, that's it. And this is the next big question. How are they able to have the capacity to store these case exhibits?
Right.
And to what extent are they able to protect the integrity of these DNA samples? At what point do they become contaminated? At what point do defense attorneys start to poke holes in cases and use this failure of SAPS to let loose potentially very violent criminals? And what we've already seen, Rafilwe, is the delays in processing the DNA have led to magistrates and judges having to release violent suspects back onto the streets who have then gone and committed the same crime, whether it be rape or murder, assault or attempted murder. And so it really is quite a horrific state of affairs.
So going forward, the Portfolio Committee on Police now ordered the newly appointed Oversight and Ethics Board to help the science labs. Is there a timeline in terms of, at the very least, sorting out the contracts, a deadline in that regard?
Well, the Oversight Board really has only that function. It plays an oversight role and reports to the Minister and to Parliament. SAPS did put in place a turnaround plan in November last year, which they tabled to the Police Portfolio Committee. At that point, there were 117,000 case exhibits backlogged, and over the last 3 months, that has now exploded to the amount of 172,800 case exhibits, which means that the SAPS turnaround plan, which they assured Parliament would deal with the crisis and that they would come back every month and issue a report to Parliament, has simply failed. They don't have the capacity or the leadership ability to appear to be able to turn the situation around. But the new DNA board is assisting Parliament in putting pressure on the Minister and the South African Police Service to try and turn this around. But, you know, it's anybody's guess as to how long it'll take to deal with a backlog of almost 200,000 case exhibits.
I can only imagine. Is this something that should leave the police competency?
Sorry, I missed that question.
Sorry, is this something that should be taken out of the police competence? Like, maybe is it a function that should be taken care of independently, perhaps?
So we believe that there's an opportunity for SAPS to enter into memorandums of understanding with private laboratories to assist with the backlog. And even if it's a temporary measure, we simply can't allow violent criminals to be getting let off the hook for the most heinous crimes When the president has highlighted GBV and violent crimes such as murder as a priority and that he wants to halve those crimes in his term of office.
Mm.
Well, you know, if the DNA system's not working, then criminals know, and they know they're going to get let off the hook, and there's simply no accountability. So they can continue to rape and murder with impunity. And you know, in a country that is ravaged by violent crime, this world-class sophisticated system that we have has to be brought back online. We have to put the right people in place to run the system so that we can put the wrong people behind bars.
Correct. Andrew Whitfield, DA spokesperson on policing. Thank you very much.